Maseches Erevin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah is continued discussing Erev Chatziris. All the different houses in the Chatzir, in the courtyard, would contribute a loaf of bread, and they would put them in one house. And that would merge all the people together and allow everyone to carry within the courtyard. Chamesh Chaburis Sheshavsu B'Chaklan Echad. If there are five groups of people that spend Shabbos in one large hall, so they're all in this one large house, and there's other houses in the chatzir, and they're making an erev chatziris. Beishamai Emrim, Beishamai says erev l'chol chabura v'chabura. Each one of the groups in this large hall have to give their own separate contribution to the erev, a loaf of bread, and they can't join together even though they're all in one building. They're each in this one hall. There are partitions between them, but they're not in completely separate rooms. The partitions don't reach all the way up to the ceiling. So they're considered, Beishamai holds that they're considered separate. Ubeisil Aimrim Erev Echad L'Kulam. Beisil says that they only need one Erev for all of them. They all can contribute one loaf together. They don't need each one to send a loaf separately because they're all considered as one large household. Umaydim, Beisil agrees to Beishamai, Bizman Shemekzas and Shurim Bechadarim Abayelias. If there, some of them are in separate rooms or on separate floors of the building, then they're considered completely separate and they will each need their own Erev. Shein Tzrichin Erev L'chol Chabura V'chabura. Then every group that's in a separate room or a separate floor will need to give a separate loaf of bread as contribution to the Erev. But if they just have partitions that don't completely separate into separate rooms, according to Beis Hillel, they are considered one large family in one house. Mishnah Zion. Ha'achin Hashutfim, brothers or partners that live in a courtyard. They have houses in the courtyard. Shehayu Eichlin al Shulchan Aviyam, that all eat off their father's table. That means that they receive the food from their father, or if they're Shutfim, if they're partners, they receive their meal from their boss. And the Mishnah is talking about where they receive the food, but they don't actually eat it in the house of their father. They take it home with them, but they are dependent on their father's food. Vishen b'batayim, and they sleep in their own homes. So in this case, tzrichin erev b'chol achad b'echad, they each need to contribute to the erev separately. They're not yet considered one family, one group. They're considered a separate group still because they bring the food back to their house. Lafikach im shachar echamem v'la'erev. Therefore, if one of them forgot to contribute to the erev and wasn't part of the erev, mevatos reshusa, he's going to have to abandon his rights to the courtyard in order to allow others to carry it, like we've learned in the past. When someone's required to join in the Erev and they forgot to do so before Shabbos. Amosai, when is this so that they need to join in the Erev each separately? That's Bezman Shemelichan Eruvan B'makam Acher. That's only when the Erev is being placed, they bring the loaves of bread for the Erev B'makam Acher to a different place. It's placed in one of the houses aside from the father's. If it wasn't put in the father's house, somewhere else, then they each need to contribute separately to the Erev. Aval, Emhaya Erev, Ba Epsilon, but if the Erev was by them, by their father, and it's in his house, and the father doesn't need to contribute, the one who the Erev is placed in his house, he never needs to contribute to the Erev. Only everyone else that's putting it into his house, they contribute and put it in his house, but the owner of the house that the Erev is located in, he doesn't contribute to it. If the Erev is being put in the father's house, or in a different case where there's no one else in the courtyard besides for the sons and the father, or the shutzvim, the partners and their employer. In such a case, then they would not need to join in the Erev. Then they would be considered all one family that would not need to make an Erev in that courtyard.